Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horek and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys, a MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Welcome to this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. Today, I'm delighted to have Arjun Sen with us. He is the founder and president of Zen Mango. Welcome, Arjun. Can you please introduce yourself?
It's truly a pleasure to be with the Marketing Guys. Like, I'm just truly honored. So I'm the founder and president of Zen Mango, a marketing consulting and branding company out of Denver, Colorado. And before this, I was the vice president of marketing and operation services for Papa John's. And that's the part where I learned the importance of technology in marketing. Mm-hmm. So Papa John's Online took the online, they were the first on online, and that helped them literally create a $1 billion a year revenue business that wouldn't have happened without the technology investment. So altogether, I really feel that what both of you are bringing to all of us today's world, technology is so critical. And again, truly an honor to be on this podcast.
We're delighted to have you here, Arjun. So how is Colorado today?
So today we are getting snow, so we are very excited. It's good for the ski industry, and it's of course always beautiful here. So truly fortunate to be here.
Oh, I can't wait to visit Colorado because I've heard so many stories about it. It's one of the cities I've never been to, Denver. So I'm looking forward to go there once COVID is over and we're free to travel again. Arjun, you're also a motivational speaker on arjunsen.com, which I'll put in the show notes, of course. You have a couple of topics that you are very knowledgeable in. You have experience with Papa John's. Who doesn't know them, I can say. Today we're going to talk about brand stories and how to create buzz with brand stories. First of all, branding is one of the most important things and one of the three things marketers are always challenged in. So the three challenges we usually see with marketers is one of them is lead generation, of course, how to generate more revenue. The other one, how to prove ROI on your marketing spend. And the third one is creating brand awareness. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So first of all, what is brand awareness? How do we measure brand awareness? When you would have to explain that?
So to me, I think many a time we measure brand awareness based on how many people heard about the brand. I feel we are all in the feeling business. We are humans, and if it doesn't connect, it is an awareness that is an opportunity lost. So I measure brand awareness based on the number of people to whom we connected to a feeling of promise, which creates the whole awareness, interest, desire, action. But if you go, instead of just stopping at awareness, creating that intrigue that leads to interest, without that, you can have a very high awareness number, but it's very tough to convert.
Absolutely. So that makes it clear in a very brief way. So when you're talking about brand awareness and brand stories, we hear a lot of people talk about a brand story, but I can imagine that's one of the more difficult things. And we have spoken about it more on the podcast, but creating a brand story, where do I start as a marketer to create a brand story? Because I can imagine it needs to be a true story, right? It's not something you're making up, but it needs to probably contain a lot of stuff. But so where do I start creating a brand story when I'm a marketer?
So first thing, I think you use this phrase, which is very important, is it is all has to be in truth, because you are setting up an expectation of a promise. Okay. It's just like being on a dating site. Arjun looks like Arjun is. If I put a picture of Tom Cruise and then I show up as Arjun, it doesn't work. Okay. So to me, I think that truth, as you mentioned, is very important. The second is understanding the importance of stories, because from the beginning of time, stories have been used by religious leaders of every religion, from Muhammad to Buddha to Jesus Christ, to communicate. Because parables, those are small micro ways of communicating. None of them came by saying these are the 22 laws of our religion. No, it doesn't work that way. It's the stories. So for any story, it's understanding the importance of story, because without which we start talking to ourselves. Simple thing in your brand, the marketing guys, the logo, there's a promise. And that creates the intrigue. I want to know where that arrow came from. Okay, there's a story behind right there. And I'll give you a very short example. There's a school in Denver called Aston Academy. They are from kindergarten to eighth grade. And they are really one of the top private schools in the world. They work with schools all over the world to get best practices. So I pretended that I have a five-year-old. So I went to one of their open houses, and it was the most boring presentation. The only way I stayed awake was I tabulated how many times they said three-legged stool. And the first stool fascinated me. So, you know, I'm still a kid at home. So I went to their founder and I said, hey, I want to volunteer and help you find the story. So I, you know, signed an NDA. I talked to, and, you know, to me, I talked to her, I talked to her husband, I talked to her mom. And finally, we found the story. It's a four-line story. Enrollment is up from 74% to 94%. And the concept of the school has been taken to create a new business, which again is flourishing. So here's the four-line story. Imagine each one of you listening have a five-year-old kid, and then this will make sense. Sentence one, Christina Scala used to work for this conforming school producing triangular, circular, square kids. Sentence two, she felt she was destined for something bigger, and because of that, she quit. Sentence three, she was looking at this beautiful Colorado sunset and looks at the aspen trees and realizes that each leaf oscillates at its own frequency, but they are connected at the common roots. Whoa. Sentence four. And she realized that's what Aspen Academy, her school, will be. That all kids are connected, common roots. They'll be better citizens of the world, better human beings, better community leaders. But each get the opportunity to be the best they can be, just like those Aspen leaves. Krishna Scala.
Wow.
So think, at the beginning, I told you a lot of description for the school. That in your mind, if you're intrigued, would have put the school at one of few, not one of one. But now this story, you will never, ever forget. And if you are in Denver, if you have time, you would love to go to Aston, because now that story is etched in your mind. So I really think that stories take a lot of time. It needs to be synthesized. And it also has to be distraction-free. Just to elaborate on one more time is on the story. When Christina looked at the aspen tree, her husband was there and the dog. Mm-hmm. So right away, if I added that, you could have been a dog lover. You're thinking, what kind of dogs? I've lost you. Now you're looking at also, if I talk about the husband, you're thinking, okay, I want to know more about the husband. How, what was his role? And so I really think once you have the story, then you strip everything out to communicate only this. In this case, the stool, not the stool. I just cannot get the three-legged stool out of my mind. The promise of the school to be the only thing, there's a purpose. So it's a purposeful communication in 30 seconds. And it takes a decent amount of work, but once you've found it, you have it forever.
Wow. So it's almost like, it's more like a dream than people or companies usually talk about, like a vision and mission, et cetera. This story almost sounds like a dream, right?
Okay. A dream that you live. Whereas to me, anytime I go to a brand, I cover the mission statement on the wall and I ask people, can you tell me what the mission is and how do you live it every day? Most of us can. It's a great document which helps us, which is important. But living every day happens through the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And Arjun, Arjun, here's Mark. I'm listening to this and I wrote a question down because is going on my mind, and I'm very curious to know how you think about that. My question is a brand or a strong brand, is that about the company, or should the brand be about the customer and their needs and expectations?
So first of all, Mark, it's a pleasure talking to you. And it's an amazing question, because if you and I work for a brand and we are getting paid obscene amount of money, it's very easy for us to think it's about us. Okay? But every brand is about every customer who every day connects and opens their wallet for the brand. Okay? And that's the part where I just feel that in today's world, you see brands that vanish overnight, like in the US, Sears. Like when I came to this country, Sears was the brand where you go to buy any appliance. Sears is gone, and they vanished in literally a year. So to me, however big brand is, it's all about the number of connections. And that's the part where I would go back to that whole thing we believe so strongly is, we are in the feeling business. And I have 8 words I use in every time, every project, always, is start by be human, think human, feel human, and act human. So it is be human, think human, feel human, and act human, because then you really offer that human solution. It's all about the people. It's all about every person, because think, whether you're Apple, Apple's success is defined by every person who buys iPhones. One person buying less every hour will impact the size of the brand.
Is it also that by putting the emphasis on the human, that you can relate much better through stories, because the stories is that we are wired to understand stories and not necessary to understand or to grasp facts and statistics, and usually that's the language that companies use from their organizational and product point of view. But if you're looking from the human point of view, it's much more stories. Is that the reason why stories are, absolutely, why you think that brand stories are the way to get that relationship with your customers or the people you want to relate to?
Yeah, absolutely. So to me, as you mentioned, just facts and numbers get inside the brain, but the story lands right in the heart. You know, Steve Jobs, when he first talked iPods, he talked about how many gigabytes or whatever amount of music, but nobody got it till he said the next line. He said, that's enough music for you to travel to the moon and be back. Now, heads were nodding. People got it. They got that it's obscene amount of music, because I just traveled 80 miles to the moon and back, I got it. Same thing when he got the iPad, the thin, or I forget, whatever, Air. Whatever it is called, MacBook Air. He got it delivered to him in an inter-office envelope, which all of us those days we knew. And that was a visual story. He didn't have to say how light it is. He didn't have to say this many grams. We all saw it as he opened it and held it on one finger, and it got delivered. So to me, I think stories create memories forever. So I think the question you asked at the beginning was about awareness. Awareness through stories are like forever awareness. So if you are spending your limited marketing dollars, would you rather get a one-time awareness that fades, or like a permanent tattoo in the heart of your customers that stays forever? Of course, you have to deliver. And that truth in marketing was very important that you talked at the beginning. But that's a great comment and a question.
Absolutely. So what a question that raises into my mind here is because I love the idea, and never has anyone been so able to explain the, I would say, the importance of a story to me than you. So thank you, Arjun, for that. It really opened my eyes here. But what, you know, you had this the example of the school in Denver. You have developed that story with them, but what if that story just stays within that building? You know, how do you create a culture of, I would say, storytelling? How do you help people get that word out, that story out? Because, you know, if Steve Jobs, for a matter of fact, you know, if he would have had a nice story and nobody heard about it, you know, it never would have been a success. So how do you make sure that you within a company develop a culture of storytelling?
So that is a brilliant thought-provoking concept that you just said, because stories have to be used very cautiously. Aspen Academy cannot put this story on their website, because this has to be told in the exclusive moment. Just like, think for a second, okay, like a ghost story. If three of us are sitting there at a campsite, now that ghost story becomes really cool because it's so relevant. If I just put it on a WhatsApp group, it doesn't work. Most of you won't even read it. So it's when you tell the story is very important. And when you tell the story, so it's the right time and the right audience. In case of Aspen, when it is only told at two or three forums, people who leave, they leave with a visual signature. They do the hand flicker connected to the roots because it connects. And then and that becomes viral. Viral is what if you, one of you heard something that puts you in a must share moment. You have to share. So I really think the best of stories at the right time, when you tell the right person, then it goes viral. And that's the power, is now you get multiple spokespeople for your brand telling these stories. And these stories are not just for Aspen Academy. They work in technology. Any industry you give me, I can give you an example to show in technology or anywhere. These small stories are the first step in an amazing date that gets into a lifetime of a relationship with customers.
Wow. So, and I can imagine, you know, I'm intrigued by the Apple example, of course. You know, it's a lot of people can identify themselves with the brand. They are Apple users, like MacBooks or iPhones. But Apple reinvented itself a couple of times. And I can imagine that your brand story also needs to reinvent itself sometimes, or you have to add stories, right? Is there like a single brand story, or do you need to, let's say, renew or come up with a new story every now and then?
So to me, I think the core of the story there are three parts or three kinds of stories. One is a brand origin story that never changes. And that's the part where the moment you think of Michael Dell, Steve Jobs, you right away think about these are guys who had opportunities just like you and I have. They were working in a garage with a few other smart friends that you have, I have. But from there, they went all the way. So the origin story never changes. The founder story never changes, because those are forever gold nuggets. But what changes is stories of brand delivery, because as the brand evolves, just remember at the very beginning, it was the comment that Elias, you made was about the truth is it. We always have to stay with the promise connects to the fulfillment, which means as the fulfillment evolves, the brand has to keep evolving with that, with fulfillment stories. So the first two, you never change: the brand origin, the founder story. But what you change is, let's say if you were Nordstrom, they have amazing service stories. Mm-hmm. You cannot use the service story of a bag that, you know, a lady's in a wallet or something which has become obsolete now. You have to move to something which is more digital, more relevant story, because otherwise the brand fulfillment stories can get dated And that means you are getting obsolete.
Arjun, when I hear this story, it reminds me very much. I'm also a photographer. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you take a picture and then you've got a raw image. Mm-hmm. And it's got all the information. But with that raw image, I can create and recreate every aspect that I want. I can make a photo. Let's say I've got a portrait and I can make it black and white. I can give it like a cinematic feel. I can make it very, very harsh with high contrast. But it always originates from the raw image. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that you've got your original founder story, you've got your story, and that's that raw image. Mm-hmm. But if I'm correct, if you've got a good story, if you've got that raw, you can retell it and rearrange it for every purpose. Is that what a good story entails, or is that good story only usable for certain situations and other situations you can't rely on that story?
So to me, I think I love that example. Like, to me, that photography example is so brilliant, because once you take the picture through your eyes, you create the intrigue of taking me there with you. Okay? And that's the perfect picture from the perfect photographer, is once I see it, I get drawn inside the picture. The same thing with the perfect story is, once you tell me, I live it with you, instead of you telling it. You don't tell a story, you help people relive that with you. So I really think that's the part where the origin story and everything else, as you said, is the core. But as you start building the brand stories around, it is all about connecting to that and evolving over time. Which again would be that the same picture that you took, you may have presented it differently in 2005 versus 2010 versus how you do it in 2020. But it's all about relevance. But the core of the picture, the angle, everything is the same. But what has changed is how Mark takes me to that particular picnic spot where Mark went with the family, like to the point where I can even see an empty chair for Arjun there, even though there's no chair there, because that's your brilliance of taking the story to the next level. And the thing that, Mark, you really hit home is that art of storytelling, that photography. I couldn't think of a better example. Like, this was like the perfect example ever, is you, like, four of us can take the same picture, but only Mark can frame the story, reposition, and process, which creates that intrigue. And that makes art of storytelling, the perfect story, work. And it takes a lot of work. That Aspen Academy, I think I put in close to 80 to 100 hours to get to that four lines.
Wow. I'm very inspired by the brand story and the examples that you give, Arjun. We are in the marketing technology podcast, so we have to also, let's say, come to a following question, which comes up in my mind is, once we have those brand stories and we would like to create more brand awareness using those stories, what kind of marketing tools would you use, or have you used, that you could share with the audience here?
So to me, I really feel that, you know, I would take technology to the next level, where we are all talking about digital transformation. Okay. What we feel many a times is adding technology makes us better. I really think that at the end, if you go back to, we all are human beings, and the very fact three of us are sitting maybe, I don't know, 6,000 miles apart and having this conversation, which means the world has changed. And I don't know if this conversation happens in 2025, it could be three holograms talking, and we may even shake hands from a distance. So I really think when the world changes, it's all about evolving on how humans today interact. And that's the part where I look at technology to be the bridge that connects, but it still has to be helping you get your content through and get you more reach. Another thing to look at is you cannot just look at what technology is being used in your direct industry. You have to look at any industry. Because if I wake up in the morning where my iPhone screens for me what messages and what news is high priority, and I live a decently high-tech life because of all these, even though in your industry, not too many people have evolved, it's very important to make sure that you choose the right content first and then choose the right media. Another thing is on social media, there's so much of temptations for us to invest money at different places. The thing that I would request each one of you to think, please, is social media is not media, it's social. If you're not creating a connection based on how Ilias or Mark, you guys access, I need to make it use the technology to be invisible, but get the content to you. So sometimes what you choose not to do on social media becomes very important. Based on who your demographics is, you may or may not want to be on Instagram. You may or may not want to be on LinkedIn or Facebook. You may choose which one you want to. And that's one of the things I always advise my clients always by saying, please decide who your target is, get to know them, get to live them, and then choose the technology to get information to them. And the second part of technology also is using technology safely and transparently. Because think, before the podcast, I searched both of you and found out a little bit about you. But there's a boundary. If I had hired somebody to follow you guys for the last 1 week, I didn't do it. I'm just making up.
Okay, good to know.
You guys would have freaked out. Like if I came and asked, so Mark, yesterday you had the cup of coffee and you looked left and right when you had the third spoon of sugar. Like now that is talking. And at the end, when we are building this lifetime relationship, it has to be based on, I care about you. I want to know about you. But just like in a date, you cannot cross a line of information seeking, because technology enables so many things, but having that discipline and that respect is very important.
So that's some great advice there, Arjun, and I think it's of much use for our listeners. I would like to end this podcast by asking you the question whether if you would have one, let's say, advice for marketers nowadays concerning brand awareness, what would be the number one, let's say, thing marketers should think about or start doing immediately in this era?
So the number one thing I would say is be the customer.
Be the customer.
Be the customer. Because to me, there's no faking. If I have to market to Arjun, and I know Arjun, I can't fake it. So to me, that's one of the things I would request is any industry, anywhere you are, be a customer to your brand, be a customer to your competition, and you have to do it weekly. Do not take any information to be for granted, verify, and see what you feel at every point. Because we are in a world where three of us most probably would not invent too many things, but being the customer will help you discover things that nobody else sees. So my request is spend time being the customer, and that humility will really take you closer. And that will put you on the path to a lifetime relationship, because thing I cannot emphasize over and over again is we are all in the feeling business.
Thank you very much, Arjun. And it was a pleasure having you on the podcast. Some great advice, and maybe we'll have you back in some time, or we'll be on your podcast, because I really enjoyed the conversation, as did Mark, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been scribbling all kinds of things in, and I wanted to stop with the just one remark of the, I absolutely agree with be the customer and think about the customer. Otherwise, you're sending messages and the customer or the people you want to communicate will say, I hear you, but I don't understand you. And when you tell that story and you're on the same level, and you got that connection, they will not only hear you, but they will understand you. And that's how I've figured out this conversation. So I thank you very much, Arjun.
Thank you. And it would be a pleasure to have the marketing guys on my podcast. And again, I'm really delighted to kind of have a conversation with both of you. Truly a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or iTunes. Also, if you want to be a guest or know someone that should be a guest to our show, shoot me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you for listening.